programming to hold her overnight here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800. It's Peter's job to work in radio so he can earn money, and it's our job to make sure he spends it on us. So don't listen to Peter for his sake, listen for ours. This has been a public service message on behalf of the Meshach and Malik Benevolent Society. And now, here's Peter Anthony Holder.
Thanks, guys. Still to come on the program, we have our comedy showcase at the bottom of the hour featuring Bill Engvall's new album, his new CD entitled Cheap Drunk, an autobiography. But right now on the program, we have said comic, Bill Engvall. Hi, Bill.
Peter, I think it's sick that you have your nephews doing those things for you. I knew you'd stoop to lows, but I didn't know how low.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. People are always hearing me on this program talking about my favorite comic, who is Bill Engvall.
We have all... That's very nice. You probably ought to strive for higher, but I sure do appreciate that.
We have all the albums here. There's Here's Your Sign, there's Dorkfish, there's Now That's Awesome, there's Here's Your Christmas, and the new one, which is Cheap Drunk, an autobiography.
I came up with the title for that one because I finally realized at 45 that I really have no alcohol tolerance at all. I probably should have realized this years ago, but I was too dumb. But I, to the point that, I mean, literally, if I'm at home and I have a cold and I take a shot of NyQuil, I'm wandering around my own house looking at my wife going, "Hey, baby, what's up?" You know? And she's like, "Just go to bed." All right.
It's another great album, and one of the routines you mentioned, the NyQuil, there's Vicodin Land?
Now, Vicodin Land is a true story that I got a hernia, and I'm telling you, when getting older just sucks. I make noises getting into bed now. You know, it's like, and anybody who's getting older knows that, you know, like, you get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and it sounds like somebody popping their knuckles all the way to the bathroom, but it's just all your bones settling in. And so what happened was I got a hernia because I decided at 45 I was going to get in shape. You know, forget the previous 45 years. Now I'm going to get in shape. And I was working out with these weights and overdid it, and I went to my doctor. And he said, "Yeah, you got a hernia." And so you remember the old-fashioned way when they do it, you know, they cut you open, you're up like 4 or 5 weeks. They don't do that anymore. Now they just poke two holes in you. And in one, they stick a camera, which is a journey I wouldn't go on. And in the second hole, they fix it. I was in and out in 45 minutes, no pain. But the doctor gave me a prescription of Vicodin in case there was any pain. Well, 2 days after my surgery, we were taking the kids to the Bahamas on their spring break, and I discovered in the islands of the Bahamas that half a Vicodin and a Bahama Mama makes for a really good day.
Everything you do, I guess, is fodder for your comedy. Would that be an accurate assessment?
Yeah, I think that's a very accurate. I've often said, as long as there are people around, I'll always have material. Just because I guess after 20 years of doing this, I've become so attuned to kind of maybe keep an unconscious eye out, or a subconscious eye out, for whatever, whichever ways would work better. There was a great thing. My next album, I promise, is going to be called I'm Gonna Snap. Because I'm convinced that the majority of the human beings on this planet get life, but the problem is the people who are in charge just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I went to a bank. I had a $100 bill. Now, you've done the road, and you know what it's like when you're on the road. And so I had a $100 bill. You walk into a McDonald's or a Burger King with $100, they look at you like, "What are you, an idiot? We're not going to cash that." So I go to a bank whose only job is to exchange money. And I walk in, and I waited in line, and I get up to the teller, and I said, "I'd just like to get 520s for this." And she goes, "Do you have an account here?" I said, "Well, no, I don't want a loan. I just want 520s for a $100 bill." And she goes, "We can't do that unless you have an account." I'm like, "It's your business." I'm not asking for $160 for my 100. No, I'm asking for $100. And the more I've been watching, it's just the more I've realized that we just, there's so many people out there who I'm convinced their whole job is just see how far they can push you.
The last time we had you on the program was just after Now That's Awesome had come out, and before you came to Montreal for the first time. And I asked you then, what I mentioned then was I thought that the thing that was great about your albums is you get to actually hear your kids growing up through the course of your albums, and that certainly is the case with this one here. And I asked you then if you ever got any flack from your kids about using them in their routines, and you said, no, not really, but now they're teenagers, at least one of them is.
Yeah.
And that line about your daughter bringing friends home, does she ever say, you know, Dad, enough?
I think if she didn't enjoy the perks of the business so much, she would. But, I've got very cool kids. They also know there's a line I won't cross with them. And so they're still very cool about it. I think, though, that, you know, it's probably this will be one of the last albums that they'll be very much kissed upon because, you know, to be honest with you, they're getting to that age where they're just really not funny anymore. You know, once they turn 16 and getting up in there, then, you know, they're kind of, they, you know, it's always fun when kids are little because the stuff they do is cute. As they get older, it's just annoying. But, you know, they're always doing stuff. You know, and that's the great thing is they, like my son, he makes me laugh. And so I'm sure there'll be some more stuff coming from him. But as far as my daughter goes, I think probably this was the last one that people hear about her as far as growing up. Just because, I mean, she's getting ready to go to college. There's not a whole lot of funny stuff about going to college.
The new album, which is out, is entitled Cheap Drunk. It's done very well. It's already sold 2 million copies. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's doing really well. Yeah, it's everything's doing. I tell you, Peter, I've been very blessed in the sense that, and I think because of what you said earlier, I've been able to tap into what I think that the average person really thinks and is thinking about, and I've been able to translate into albums and into stand up and. I just sometimes, you know, it's in this business, it's so easy to get caught up in what you're not doing, as opposed to really looking back at what you've accomplished. And I got to tell you, as a comedian, I'm having so much fun, and I've accomplished every goal that I've set out to do. And you know, it's I'll continue to do this stand up because I love it, and I think one of my goals. That I've made is to continue to be make people laugh and to do this as long as I can speak. And yeah, I mean, like when I saw you the last when we were up in Montreal doing that television show,
mm-hmm.
You could tell that even in between the takes of the camera, I just love being on stage and I love making people laugh. And that's why we were, you know, screwing around and making people laugh in between camera takes and all that. And I called my wife that night, and I don't know what it is about Montreal, but these people love comedy, and it's just like a marriage with me and Montreal. I mean, I love doing stand-up, and they love stand-up, so.
Yeah. You called your wife several times that night because that was the night the Angels.
That's right. I'm sorry about that, Peter.
Well, you know what? There's good news today.
Yeah.
Good news today because Felipe Alou is the new manager of the Giants. I am so happy.
Yeah, that, I think that was a great thing. And I got to tell you, even though I don't like the team, my congratulations to Miguel Tejada. I mean, I think he really did deserve the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the great thing will be, now the thing that's going to be interesting is, you know, that when they have the All-Star game next year, that the two managers that were in the World Series are the All-Star coaches.
Right.
So it'll be interesting because Dusty's no longer a Giant to see where he's going to end up.
That's probably the Cubs.
You think so?
I keep hearing the Cubs.
Wow, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, sir, getting back to you.
We can digress.
You're also part of one of the most successful comedy tours of all time, and that's another album I forgot to mention, another CD that's out there that I forgot to mention, and that is the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Well, I will tell you, Peter, that has been one of the most fun things I've been able to be a part of with Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy and Ron White. And as a matter of fact, we performed up in Montreal and raised some money for a children's hospital up there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's one of those tours that as a performer, it comes along once in a lifetime. And because generally you're on the road by yourself and, you know, you land at an airport and somebody you don't know picks you up and you go to a hotel where you don't know anybody. And this tour, to be able to be out with your buddies is just so much fun. And I respect everybody that's on the tour. It's literally four headliners for the price of one. And it started out, it's interesting because it started out, we were just going to do 10 dates together and just see how it went. And we're entering our third year now. And I look back and it's just been mind-blowing, the amount of business we've done and the amount of people we've seen on the road.
And you talk about the fun factor that you have in being on stage and being a stand-up. I have not seen the video from the Blue Collar Tour, but I have the CD, so I've heard the routines. And the thing I find interesting is I think I can pick your laughter the most out of when the four of you are on stage at the end together.
Well, I'm a comic's dream. I just love to laugh. And I've been told that before, too. They say, man, you're in that encore, you're really laughing. It's because I really do find the other three guys to be really funny, genuinely funny. And they never let me down as far as making me laugh. And the interesting thing about this whole tour, I forgot to mention, is that they have filmed it into a major motion picture.
Yeah, they filmed it back in February, right?
Yeah,
Phoenix?
Which it'll be released in theaters in February. Yeah. Along the lines of Kings of Comedy, but like a clean version.
Mm-hmm.
And which I think both the Canadians and Americans will go see this because it's a movie that you can take your kids. I mean, I don't want to use family show because I don't want people to misconstrue it as Disney on Ice because it's not. But it's the only to be rated probably PG, which I'm very proud of.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, Ron White was in town, and I was talking to him, and I remember when he was here this past summer, Just for Laughs, just before you guys had filmed the show in Phoenix, which you were turning into a movie, he was saying at the time that there was some concern that it was too clean, and that when you think about it, most comedy films are not PG. There are.
Yeah, I don't think you can ever worry about something being too clean. Let's face it, if you're funny, you're funny, and all four of these guys are, including myself, are... It's very funny. And I think that also people, especially people who are comedy aficionados, I think they really appreciate the fact that when a joke is clean and it's very funny, that's not an easy thing to write. I mean, you know as well as I do, and a lot of our friends who we find very funny, but, you couldn't put them on television.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that you've achieved everything you wanted to achieve. Are there any goals left? Any mountains to conquer for you?
Oh, man, Peter. I'd like to do some movies. I'd like to do some acting in movies. I don't know about television. Television to me has gotten to be so stupid lately that I don't know that it's even worth being a part of. I'm for anything that will give my stand-up career more longevity. But I'd like to do movies. I'd like to do, and not necessarily a comedic role. I'd like to maybe do a dramatic, maybe a dark role.
Have you done acting? Besides, I know you were on the Jeff Foxworthy show.
Yeah, I've done some, and it's a lot of fun. I'd like to land a role somewhere that I really would have to research the character and find out what makes him tick and why he hides behind, something that nobody would ever, they'd all go, wow, Bill Engvall did that role.
Is there a dark side to Bill Engvall?
Oh, I think so. I think we all have a dark side. And
yeah, I saw it rooting for the Angels, by the way.
Yeah. You saw that evil, vindictive side.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, doing some movies. And you know what I would like to do? I'd like to direct music videos.
Really?
Yeah, I think I do a lot of work with the country artists, and I'd like to direct some music videos. I think that'd be fun. It's a very creative way and an avenue that I haven't really had a chance to pursue yet, and I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Well, the new album is out. It's called Bill Engvall, Cheap Drunk, an autobiography. We're going to hear some of it after the news here on CJD. Bill, I thank you once again for being on the program. You know what I think of your comedy. And
yeah,
you're not
only are you a great fan, but you're also a great friend, and I always enjoy seeing you and spending time with you.
And you know the thoughts I have and the whole thing about who I played on after what took place on September 11th.
That's right,
last year.
And you have no idea how much that meant to me.
Yeah, it's a great album, like the previous ones that were out before, and people can race out and find the album, or best go to your website. You have a great site, by the way, www.BillEngvall, and that's ENGVALL, BillEngvall.com. I thank you very much for being on the program with us once again, sir.
Thank you, Peter. It's always good talking to you.
News is next here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.